the aham janami, when you say, janami implies cognition of an object, or the world being evident. When do you say, I know the world? The world is, I know there's a world. I know there's light. Aham janami, there is prakashaha, there is light. When you say, that implies what? The world being evident, object being evident. That object being evident involves what? Yourself being evident. Object being evident involves yourself being evident. As what? Aham. Aham. What is it, aham? Knower. Subject of knowledge. And where is subject of knowledge? The knower. In deep sleep state. Resolved. Why? Mind was manifesting medium. Was resolved. Sense organs were resolved. Mind was resolved. Isn't it? Like when the mirror is removed, sun still continues to be there. Dark room becomes dark, not illumined. But sun is the same sun. Pure sunlight is there. Pure sunlight is there without the status of being the illuminator. Only if it illumines, the status will be there. Isn't it? It doesn't illumine. Why it is not illumining? Because medium is not there. Is clear now? So sun, same sun continues to be there without the status of being the subject of the act of illumination. Similarly here, when the mind is resolved, still you are, without saying I am. Without the cognition, there is no cognition. I am, cognition is not there. But I am, cognition is not there, but you are, without the cognition. The world is means cognition is. Isn't it? World is means what? World is evident means there is a cognition first, isn't it? And the kagil paranama vritti, how is it born? Because mind is functional, sense organs are perceiving, therefore the knowledge, there is a cognition, the mind is, the jagat is. Isn't it? Similarly, I am. I am itself. Actually, this verse, you understand this I am. And ahankara. Difference between mere I am and I am ahankara. Aham and ahankara. That will become very clear in verse number 6. Okay? You have to wait for that. Don't be in a hurry to read it or anything. Be in the class and then you understand. Become very intense. No, immediately you become much clearer in the verse number 6. That is why I am not, but this year, aham self-evident. All it, because there is a wrong notion. What is the notion? We have to study Shastram, then we have to sit and meditate. I told you last class also that every knowledge, cognition and knowledge of an object involves division, such as direct knowledge and indirect knowledge. Remember last class I told you, the self knowledge doesn't involve such division, and is because doesn't is not an event, it doesn't involve a process, anything, isn't it? Because it is ever evident. Isn't it? So people think we have to sit in meditation, and in meditation we get a samadhi, the samadhi experience, and then we have to have, then only they call it a self-realization. There's no such thing called, okay? This is the first understanding. What is that? That Shuddha Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness existence alone, is there as aham in waking state. When you say aham janami, means it implies a cognition of the world being there. It implies some given object being there, which implies a cognition, which implies the jagat, the given thing or the world being evident, and which involves your self being evident. Which involves self being evident. As what? Aham. Where is it aham in deep sleep state? Aham is there or not? Is there. As what? As without being aham, without saying aham, without being this subject, without the status. And that consciousness is what? That consciousness existence, the Sachid Atma alone is Dakshinamurtihi. Who is in the home of this Guru Murtihi? Unto the Dakshinamurtihi, you know, who is Swarupataha, the pure consciousness existence, who is in the home of the teacher? Unto him, Idam Namaha. Okay, I told you this. We'll see that again. You have to remember one more thing here. Okay, now you say the world is evident, the world is known, because sense organs are all functioning, mind is functioning, and there's a subject. I am here, the knower. Without the knower, no knowledge is possible. Isn't it? But it's okay, the knowledge is illumined by what now? We said the cognition is, the jagat is illumined by, brought to light by the light of consciousness. Not by through an action, by means mere presence. But there's a subject, isn't it? Subject is self-evident, I said. You are self-evident. If you are self-evident, now I say, is there anything else? Is there some other light because of which this eye shine? Eye shines, isn't it? The self-evident eye, subject, isn't it? Self-evident eye shines. Is there some other light? Imagine, the object to become known, subject is, the object must be there. But subject to become known, is there any other subject? If you think a subject is dependent on some other subject to be known, then that subject to become known, another subject must be there. There will be what now? Number one subject is dependent on number two subject. Number two subject is dependent on number three subject. Isn't it? If subject is not dependent on anything else to become evident, subject is independently evident, is not dependent on any other subject to become evident. Is it clear? Very important point. If it is, there will be a great problem of infinite regression. Isn't it? Therefore, there's no other subject. This subject is self-evident. This subject is not dependent on any other subject to become evident. Now, if there is no other subject, this important point I have to understand. What is that? How is it possible? In fact, this self is self-evident, and when the self is self-evident, the presence of self, the jagat also becomes evident. This is called self-reflexiveness. So now, self-reflexiveness is a very important thing. Self is a unique phenomenon, still science is struggling to understand. Self-reflexiveness means, what does it mean? Self-reflexiveness means simultaneously being aware of an object in front of me and being aware of myself. being able to know the object in front of me, also being aware of my own existence. See, when I say I know this, here is a mic, I know I am, I know the mic is here. Simultaneous, isn't it? When you say, when I say there is a mic here, I know there is a mic, I also know what? I am. You know you are, you know the world is. Simultaneously, even though you don't think about it, that you, that's a different thing. Because you don't need to remember really. You know, I have to remember I'm always here, you know. I have to remember myself, I'm here. Effortless, isn't it? You don't need to remember you are here. That means what? There is simultaneously, there is cognition of the object in the front and also cognition of yourself. Isn't it? You know you are, you know the world is. When you say the world is, I had to really know, you know, whether I'm here or not. Don't say that. I know I am, simultaneously I know the world is. This capacity to know simultaneously presence of oneself and the presence of this world, subject and object, is called what? Self-reflexiveness, isn't it? This capacity to be aware of one's own self and the world simultaneously is said to be self-evidence. What is self-evidence now? Being aware of yourself and being aware of the world simultaneously is the capacity of the self-reflexiveness, which is called self-evidence. Is it clear? What is self-evidence now? Self-evidence is nothing but the capacity of the self-reflexiveness, that is, which implies being aware of one's own self and the object simultaneously. You know you are, you know the world is. Is one after the other simultaneous? When you want to say my case, then you have to say what now? Flower is. Then you have to say becomes next. My case, flower is, light is, tumbler is, water is, people are, one after the other, isn't it? But when you say mic is, you're also there. You know you are, isn't it? Not after, simultaneous. This is called self-reflexiveness. Is it clear now? That is why subject need not be illumined by another subject. Is not even my other subject. What is that subject? I, the knower, actually is consciousness existence. Is it clear now? Now we say light, sun is the illuminator. Illuminator of is the sun when you say. But sun is always there. In the presence of mirror also sun is. In the absence of mirror also sun is. What is not there, illuminator status is not there in the absence of mind, in the absence of mirror. Similarly, consciousness is always pure knowledge. It's of the nature of knowing, isn't it? But the knower status is when the mind is functional, when the sense organs are functional. The knower status, cognizer status is not there in deep sleep state. Is it clear now? That is why aham janami. How is this self-evident? Shankar Bhagavata says, aham janami iti, when you say, in that expression implies the world being evident to you. Isn't it? I know there is world means That expression implies world being there, world being evident. Simultaneously, this Atma is evident, consciousness is evident as what? Aham. Is it clear now? This verse will become much clearer when we do the sixth verse. You have to wait for that. Okay. This is the thing. So we'll read the fourth verse again. Na na chidra ghato darastita.
Na na chidra ghato darastita.
Mahadipa prabhabhasva. Sorry, I changed the ragam. Swamiji's melody has come. Nana chidra ghato darasthita.
Nana
chidra ghato darasthita. Because I loved this, and Swamiji taught me, I loved this verse so much. And 84, 83. No, then what happened? He changes in between. That's why that melody also comes like that. Nana chidra ghato darasthita.
Nana chidra ghato darasthita.
Mahadipa prabhabhaswaram.
Mahadipa
prabhabhaswaram. Jnanam yasya tu chakshuradhikarana dvara bahispandate.
Jnanam
yasya tu chakshuradhikarana dvara bahispandate. Janami titameva bhantam.
Janami
titameva bhantam. Anubhatyetat samastam jagat.
Anubhatyetat
samastam jagat. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri
Dakshina Murtaye. He says, yasya jnanam, yasya atmanaha jnanam. Now the pure knowledge, the pure awareness. Jnanam here means the awareness, the consciousness. The light of consciousness of the self, the atma. which is shining, which is brilliant and blazing, which chakshuradi karanadvara, through the senses such as eyes, etc., bahihi spandate, that pure awareness, the atma, hachid atma, is the very meaning of the word I, which is there in you, in this body, which is like a pot with apertures, which has a lamp in it. And that atma alone is evident. No, evident, and that's always self-evident, independently evident. It shines by itself, whereas the whole jagat, janami iti sahabhati. Atma katham bhati, aham janami iti swayam bhati. Isn't it? It's self-evidently, it's there. And then, etat samastam jagat, this entire universe, shines after that atma chaitanyam, this existence consciousness alone. And that consciousness alone is what Dakshinamurtihi. Unto the Dakshinamurtihi, who is Gurumurtihi, to him idam namaha, this salutations. Okay. Now, the fifth and the sixth verses. I'm not going to do the sixth verse today. But still, in the fifth verse, Shankara enumerates the different people of different schools of thought. In the sixth verse, he refutes them. Okay, different schools of thought are enumerated in the fifth verse. In the sixth verse, he refutes them. So actually, the Dakshinamurti Stotram's main teaching is over with the four verses. And in fact, the Prasthanatraya Saraha, essence of the Prasthanatrayam, is presented in the first four verses of Dakshinamurti. We are going to see that. So this Dakshinamurti Stotram, if you read again and again, understand it thoroughly, it is as good as understanding the essence of Prasthanatrayam. The Shankara himself says that later on. Essence, Shastra Saram, Vedanta Shastra Saram, condensed milk like. Okay. That's why. But now hereafter, the following verses are commentary on the first four verses, so which will become much clearer in the following verses. Actually, it's also said to be Dakshinamurti Ashtakam, supposed to be only, Ashtakam is supposed to be only consisting of eight verses. But the last two verses also have been added, either must have been by Shankara himself, or must have been added by some other acharyas. But anyway, we believe Shankara only must have written all the 10 verses. Okay. But we say these are the, every verse will, now following verses will really throw great light and understanding. It will clear any doubts you have in the previous verses. Okay. We'll read the fifth verse. Deham,
Deham
pranamapindriyanyapi chalam, buddhim cha shunyam viduhu,
stribalandha
jadopamastvahamiti
bhrantabhrisham vadinah
maya shakti
vilasakalpita
mahavyamoha samharine
tasmai shri gurumurtaye namaidam
shri dakshinamurtaye
deham pranamapindriyanyapi
chalam buddhim cha shunyam viduhu
stribalandha jadopamastvahamiti
Bhrantabhrisham vadinah
Maya shakti vilasa kalpita
Mahavyamoha samharine
Tasmai Shri Gurumurtaye Namaidam
Shri Dakshinamurtaye Deham Pranam Api indriyanyapi chalam buddhimcha shunyam viduhu. Stribalandha jadopamastvahamiti Branta Brisham Vadinaha. The people of in this fifth verse, Shankara does not refute the people of different schools of thought. He only enumerates them. And he says, so we will see how he refutes later on in the next verse. In this first, he says, there are people who say body itself is the Atma. Body itself is the Atma. And what body is the reality, body is the truth. And body dies. There is no rebirth also. Isn't it? So for them, body is the Atma. And they are called Charvakaha. Charvakaha. Now they are all non, they are all Nastika. They said to be Nastikaha. Nastikaha means people who do not believe in Veda. Not the non-believers of God. People who do not believe Veda, they are called Avaidikaha or Nastikaha. Astika, Nastika means what now? Those who believe in Veda are Astikaha. Those who do not believe in what Veda says are said to be Nastikaha. But in Tamil Nadu, Nastikaha means one who does not believe in God. Atheist. So this, we are not talking about that. Here people who do not believe in Vedic teaching, isn't it? They are Nastikaha. Non-Vaidika, Avaidikaha. And they are, they are also, that's why India had all freedom. The thinking was allowed, isn't it? You can think and then come out with your own views. And there are people who say, body is the Atma. Body is the truth. What is the reality? Body is the reality. Body is Atma. The truth. Not even Atma. They don't use the word Atma. Body is the truth. And there are people, no, body is not the truth. Pranas are the truth. Other set of people. And there are other people also, no, body is not the truth. Pranas are not the truth. No, deham, pranam, indriyani. According to them, sense organs are the truth. And the other people, not even sindriyani, deham, pranam, api indriyani, then chala buddhihi. Chala buddhihi means what now? This mind, you know, this fluctuating buddhi. Chala buddhihi. Fluctuating buddhi, kshanika vijnanam. Kshanika means what now? Comes and goes, isn't it? The vritti comes and vritti comes and goes, isn't it? The chala buddhihi is the truth. And there are also people, you know, madhyamika bauddhaha. Madhyamika bauddhaha means Buddhist. Bauddhaha, no? madhyamika buddhism was there. Yogachara Bauddhaha. And they say, in between these thoughts, nothing is there. What now? Shunyam. Shunyam is the truth. They are called Shunyavadinaha. You know, so there are people. In fact, there are people who do not think at all. The non-thinkers also erroneous people. And thinkers also erroneous people, isn't it? The so-called thinkers who are erroneous. Non-thinkers, thinking wrong people, people of wrong notions. And non-thinking people of wrong notions, isn't it? So, they are all thinkers, philosophers. People have different schools of thought. So, deham, we'll see elaborately next class. Deham, pranam, api, indriyani, cha. Today we are seeing the verse. Sometimes I explain first, then I go to the verse. Do the verse, then I'll explain later on. Dehaha, pranaha, api, also indriyani, cha, chalam buddhim, no, chalam buddhim, the fluctuating buddhi, mind, then shunyam viduhu, shunyam, there is no, shunyam viduhu, shunyam viduhu means what now? They understand this shunyam to be the truth. According to them, shunyam is the truth. Viduhu means they know. They know means what? They think, some people think shunyam is the truth. Some people think deha is the truth. Some people think prana is the truth. Some people think view, indriyani are the truth. Some people think chala buddhi is the truth. Some people think shunyam, nothingness is the truth. Is it clear? This thing. And they are really what? No, they're not really mature. They're not, their thinking is involved, but they're not, thinking is not adequate. And who are they? He says, stri. Say no? Don't think Shankar Bhagavatpada underestimates women. Stri stands for what? No, people who, no. Stri means the impressed water of mind, I tell you. Thinking. We are going to analyze the thinking pattern, difference in thinking. Okay? Stri, bala, andha, jada, upamaha. Stri, bala, andha, jada, upamaha. The thinking is like what now? Like the thinking. The four people are mentioned here. Stri, bala, andha, jada. Stri, a woman. Balaha, a child who is immature. A child cannot think. Now, who are the people who do not think really correctly? He has put women also, which is not right. That means what? Generally, women are said to be more emotional. Generally, okay, more emotional, and therefore they can't really think correctly. Therefore, that we has put the word. He doesn't mean the woman. We have people like Gargi, Maitreya, great Rishi, Patnis were there. He doesn't mean the woman. Generally, stri stands for, now the mind which is emotional mind cannot, highly emotional mind cannot see the truth correctly. Whenever you are very emotional, you will always, you get emotional, you cannot really see what is right and what is proper. Shastra doesn't say it's wrong to be emotional, okay? You only say the problem with the emotional mind. The problem only is analyzed here. So emotional mind, highly emotional mind is meant by the word stri. Don't think stri, okay? Don't think a woman. The people who are highly emotional, their thinking cannot be, they cannot see the truth correctly. When you're emotionally approaching something, you cannot arrive at the conclusion correctly. You know that, stri. That's okay. Then, there are people even children. Now, children also, because they don't have enough experience, they cannot think really. Everything they think is may not be correct. So, balaha. Bala, but no. whose thinking is not adequate. I said, balaha means people whose thinking is very immature, isn't it? Not mature. Such people, immature people, whose thinking is not adequate also, they're represented by the word bala. Stri bala. Four words stand for four types of people, four types of thinking, isn't it? Actually, not exactly the words mean there. Bala. Then, stri bala andaha. Andaha cannot see anything at all clearly. Is it? Andaha, who cannot see, completely blind, who cannot see it at all. It means whose thinking is completely, totally wrong, isn't it? They don't think at all. Anda. Stri bala anda jada. Jadam cannot even think. You know that? Inert thing. So we'll see this actually. Stri Bala Andha Jada Upamaham is what now? They are the people of different schools of thoughts whose thinking involves fallacies. Whose thinking involves fallacy. Those people are in fact represented by what now? They're implied by these four words. Stri Bala Andha Jada. Stri Bala Andha Jada, don't think people, these are the people. We do not talk about a woman, we do not talk about a child, we do not talk about the inert thing. Here, these four words actually imply the people of four different types of thinking. People of four different views. People of four different views are meant by the four words, Stri Bala Andha Jada. Therefore, they are comparable to the four people of four different views are comparable to what now? Stri Bala Andha Jada. Upamaha. And who are the people? People who think, I am the body, I am the senses, okay, I am the pranaha, deham. Iti, aham iti, shunyam aham iti viduhu. What is I actually? What is the truth? We'll analyze. What is the truth? What is this aham? I am the truth, we say. What is this aham? What is the truth? He says, deham aham iti viduhu. They think body, I am the body. If somebody says, I am the body, for them truth is the body. Deham aham iti viduhu. Pranam aham iti viduhu. There are people who think I am the pranas. If who say I am the prana, for them truth is pranas, isn't it? Pranas become the truth. Aham, we have to say include aham iti viduhu. Aham iti viduhu. Deham aham iti viduhu. Pranam aham iti viduhu. Indriyani aham iti viduhu. Chalam buddhim aham iti viduhu. Shunyam ahamiti viduhu. Okay? People have five different views. They think I am the truth. I am, when they say I am the body, I am the senses, I am the pranas, I am the fluctuating buddhi, mind, and I am the shunyam, when they say, well, then truth is that. Isn't it? Viduhu. And who are they? They are. They are comparable to highly emotional, isn't it? They are comparable to these four people. Who are the four people? They are Upamaha. They are Stri Bala Andha Jada Upamaha. Upama means they are like. Upama is this is the example, isn't it? Simile. Upama is a simile. They are comparable to this Bala Andha Jada Upamaha. Bala Andha Jada. Stri Bala Andha Jada Upamaha. They are comparable to these four people. They are, we can say, they are like highly emotional women. They are like the child who doesn't know what is and what is wrong, who doesn't think properly. They are like blind people. They are like inert people of inert things. They don't even think anything. They are like what? These people of different views who think, I am the body, I am the mind, I am the pranas, I am the senses. Such people, they are like what? They are like this Basri Bala Andha Jada. They are like this women, they are like this, not women. We're going to see what are they, we'll see later on. Don't think women, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a different meaning. So, because what he wants to say, Shankaracharya here, they do not think correctly. Their thinking is not adequate. How unfortunate, Shankaracharya feels, how unfortunate those people are to have such wrong views of the truth. Because the Buddhist doesn't think correctly, isn't it? They're not able to see things correctly. Why do they say, aham the body? Why do they say, I am the pranas? Why do they say, I am the mind? I am the senses, sense organs? Why do they say, I am chala buddhihi? Why do they say, aham shunyam? My God, aham shunyam. Why do they say that? Because they do not think. They are not able to see things. Why they are not able to see things? The Buddha is covered. Isn't it? They are all great thinkers. But still they do not think, see correctly. They have given to a lot of effort they have made. Because of what? Because of their inadequacy in thinking. Inadequacy, they are not able to see because their minds have been covered by what now? Covered by ignorance, born of what? Maya. Maya vilasa kalpita. Highly deluded people. Bhagavan says they are all deluded. All the people are deluded. People of all different schools of thought are deluded. He only pities, he feels sad, he pities them as thinking, my God, how unfortunate they are not able to see the truth. Mahavyamoha is covering them, no, great delusion is covering their minds that they are not able to see the truth. That is why deham aham iti viduhu, pranam aham iti viduhu, indriyani aham iti viduhu. They think, I am the shalam buddhim ahamiti viduhu, shunyam ahamiti viduhu. Luckily, I have escaped. He doesn't refute here, okay? The next one is going to refute. He says, thanks to Bhagavan. No way. I am not one of those thinkers. I am not one of those people who are of different views of the self, different views of the truth. I have escaped from the group. Why? Because of Bhagavan's grace, I am able to see what now? I am the awareness, pure consciousness, existence, which is self-evident. Atma, isn't it? Because of the presence of which the jagat is evident, I can see so clearly the truth. Shankara says, I can see the truth so clearly. Because what now? My vyamoha, 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 my delusion has been completely removed. It has been removed. My delusion about the truth has been removed, destroyed. And the delusion caused by what? Maya vilasa kalpita. When the maya, isn't it? Maya vilasa. Because of the maya vilasa, maya's no influence alone, kalpitam, this delusion has been created by, caused by what? Kalpita means maya vilasa kalpita mahavyamohaha. Mahavyamohaha is great delusion. Mohaha itself is delusion. Vyamohaha. Means what now? This delusion caused by the Maya Shakti. You know how, what is Avarna Shakti, Vikshepa Shakti and all that, okay? For this Avarna, this is Maya Shakti alone, Avarna Shakti of Maya alone, this what now? Causes this Ajnanam. Ajnanam resulted in what now? Maha Vyamoha delusion. That delusion, my delusion has been resolved by, because my girl has been resolved because I am blessed with right vision. And whose grace? My guru's grace, isn't it? The guru, through teaching, has destroyed my ignorance, and the ignorance born, what now? Ignorance born this delusion. Ignorance and ignorance born delusion caused by Maya Shakti. And that guru, isn't it? That guru is what? Dakshinamurtihi. And who is the name of this guru? Guru Murtihi. Unto him my salutations. Okay, he says in this verse, Idam Namaha, this salutations to my teacher, and who is Dakshinamurti, whose grace alone, grace is in the form of teaching, isn't it? Whose grace alone, as what now? Who is this, who, the destroyer, Samhari means destroyer. The Guru has destroyed what now? Samhari means destroyer, the eliminator, dispeller of the delusion caused by, delusion, ignorance and the ignorance born delusion caused by Maya Shakti. Salutations unto the teacher, who, the Dakshinamurti, teacher, who is Dakshinamurti, the destroyer of the Vyamoha, delusion, born of ignorance, caused by Maya. Is it clear now? He says, how fortunate I am not one of those Stri Bala Andha Jada Upamaha. I am not one of those people who are comparable to Stri Bala Andha Jada Upamaha. Is it clear now? Actually, we have to see four types of mind. No? Four types of mind. People of different views and how, why they are wrong. How they are wrong. I think extra we'll see. Okay? And who? What do they say? They say body, mind, and scope. This is the aham for them. And next verse, Shankara is going to refute all this. He doesn't refute them here. Even next verse, he is going to refute them. But he does not refute one after the other. He, no, if you have to repose, there are four people, five people of five different schools of thought standing there, and he has to have argument with every one of them to refute how they are wrong and to establish his, you know, his argument that Atma is Satchidatma. Aham Satchidatma. I, the self, am the pure consciousness existence. Is it to establish that consciousness existence is the truth? Whatever you are for you, that is the ultimate truth for you. What is you for you? If for you, the body is the, no, if for you, body, you are the body is you, then that is the truth for you. If for you, Atma, the all-pure reality is the you, for you, then truth all is what now? Atma. Isn't it? So here he does not refute, so there are so many people, he doesn't argue with everybody and refutes them one after the other. No. What he does, he refutes only Shunyavadi. In fact, of all of them, who really has worked hard is Shunyavadi. You know, he's very famous in Andhra Pradesh. We have Nagarjuna. But Nagarjuna is a great Buddhist. In fact, what happens? Nagarjuna, this Buddhist, this Madhyamika, Yogachara Buddhist, Shunyavadi, in fact, he refutes, this Yogachara Buddhist, the Shunyavadi, refutes all other schools of thought. He refutes all the schools of thought and he establishes himself. So Shankara thought, why should I waste my time and energy in refuting all of them? In fact, Buddhists gave a lot of ideas, really speaking, for Shankaracharya. That means Shankara people the Buddhism is very close to, Vedanta is very close to Buddhism. That's not true. Vedanta is not close to Buddhism. Buddhism is very close to Vedanta. It's clear now, the wrong way, right? Saying is different. Why? Because it's also Indian thought only, Indian mind only, isn't it? Buddhist, also Indian mind only. So here, but he refutes only Buddhist. This is called Prathama Malla Nyayaha. Say now, Prathama Malla Nyayaha. Mallaha means a boxer. Malyuddhaviraha, isn't it? A boxer. And Prathama Mallaha means a champion boxer. Suppose if a person has to become a champion, he not go and play with every small boxer and knock them off and knock one after the other and come and knock the boxer, isn't it? The Prathama Malla is knocked off. It's as good as knocking all other Mallas. Isn't it? Second, third Malla, why do you go to? You want to become a number one Malla, okay? And you have to do what now? You go knock only the Prathama Malla. Champion, if you knock the champion alone to become a champion, you don't need to go, you already is a champion who has knocked all other people. So it's called Prathama Malla Nyayena. Isn't this by this Nyaya? Shankara, he does not refute people of all other schools of thought. He knocks off only a Buddhist. That is the lesson you will have in the sixth verse. That is where you will also understand this difference between aham and ahankara. Okay, difference between aham and ahankara will become very clear when you understand this. You also know, don't simply refute the Buddhistic view. In refuting the Buddhist view, that is why manana means what? In fact, for you to be able to reflect on means, this also helps you to mind think better. See things, but not simply understand, I am consciousness. So, Pattabodha class, okay. And later on, we have to really use we are not going to study whole of Buddhism, but what is his view? What is the final concluded view of the truth of a Buddhist? And how Shankara refutes it? In refuting, when you understand Shankara's vision, which becomes your vision, you also understand the error in other person's view, and you understand the difference between aham and ahankara. Is it clear now? So that refutation he'll do in the sixth verse. So here he only enumerates them. Okay, we'll read the verse. Deham pranamapi indriyani cha.
Deham pranamapi indriyani cha.
Sorry. Deham pranamapi indriyanyapi.
Deham pranamapi indriyanyapi.
Chalam buddhim cha shunyam viduhu.
Chalam buddhim cha shunyam viduhu.
Stri balandha jadopamastvahamiti.
Stri balandha jadopamastvahamiti.
Stri balandha.
Stri balandha.
Jadopamastvahamiti.
Jadopamastvahamiti.
Bhranta brisham vadinaha. Vrishambadinah Maya Shakti
Maya Shakti
Vilasa Kalpita
Vilasa Kalpita
Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita
Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita
Mahavyamoha samharine.
Mahavyamoha samharine.
Maya shakti vilasa kalpita.
Maya shakti vilasa kalpita.
Mahavyamoha samharine.
Mahavyamoha samharine.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Deham Pranamapi Indriyanyapi.
Deham Pranamapi Indriyanyapi.
चलाम बुद्धिम च शून्यम विदुः बुद्धिम च शून्यम विदुः स्त्री बालांध जडोपमास्त्वहमिति बालांध जडोपमास्त्वहमिति भ्रांता भृशं वादिनः ताभृशं वादिनः माया शक्ति विलास कल्पित महाव्यामोह संहारिणे तस्मै श्री गुरु मूर्तये नमैदम् श्री दक्षिणामूर्तये So he says, Bhramtaha. Say now, Bhramtaha. Bhramtaha means deluded, confused. Shankara Ahamna Vadami, Bhramtaha Vadanti. Isn't it? Brisham Vadinaha. Bhramtaha means deluded people. Who are deluded here? Shankara says, the people of other schools of thought, the different philosophers, who have different views of the truth as for people, how do they say different views of the truth? How do we say that they have different views of the truth? Their view of truth is based on the view of the self. View of the truth is, their view of truth is this. How do we say? Their view of truth of the universe is based on their view of their self. Aham, they don't say truth actually. Aham, isn't it? They say, Bhrantaha, deluded people, confused people, and who really do not see the truth clearly. And such people, Brisham Vadinaha, they're confused, but the Brisham Vadinaha means, Vadi means the argumentative person. The speaker is called Vadi. And Vadinaha means the speakers. No, the argumentative people. What now? How do they, Brisham means what now? They speak so much. Brisham means they speak a lot. Those who speak a lot are said to be what now? Whenever you're highly vehement, then only you speak. To present their argument, they speak so much. Isn't it? Brisham Vadinaha. It's because you have to spend more energy to establish, isn't it? So the Brisham Vadinaha, you can always understand when people are not correct, and they argue also. Isn't it? So here, Brisham Vadinaha. Bhrantaha, Brisham Vadinaha. The people who speak so much and with the great vehemence, and then when they speak, and these confused people, deluded people, who are of different views of truth, because they are of different views of the self. That is why, how do you say they are Bhrantaha? Aham iti viduhu. Aham iti is the second line. Viduhu is in the first line. Viduhu means those who consider the self to be. Aham iti naan endru paarkirargal. Isn't it? Aham iti viduhu. What is aham? How do they know? As I told you earlier, deham aham. Iti some people viduhu. Some people te aham dehaha iti viduhu. No? Then, pranam aham iti viduhu. Some people think I am the prana. And then in api, pranam, then the word comes api. Api means also. Just adjust the meter, he has added one more api. Also. Indriyani api. Deham, pranam, api, indriyani, api. Isn't it? Api viduhu. Other group of people think, I am indriyani. I am sense organs. Then api also. Chalam buddhim. cha aham iti viduhu. Some the fluctuating the flickering thought, you know, I am the fluctuating intellect. They think chalam buddhim aham iti viduhu. Then shunyam aham iti viduhu. Aham shunyaha. Isn't it? They say I am nothingness. I am vacuum. I am void. I am void. Isn't it? They think I am void. Just I am nothing. They viduhu. And these people who say they are all what? No. Brantaha. Do you think they are clear? People of clear vision? No. Brantaha. Not only brantaha, because they are brantaha, brisham vadinaha. So they speak so much vehemently, isn't it? That means, because how unfortunate it is for them to be given to such views. Shankara pities them. How unfortunate, it is not here, okay? I have to add this. It is because the next line implies, very, very unfortunate for them to be given to such wrong, incorrect views and to be deluded like that. How fortunate I am, but now, to have this right vision. Why? Because the teaching has helped me, isn't it? To see things correctly. Therefore, and who has corrected my, who has given me the right vision? Clear vision of the truth. By the teaching has blessed me with clear vision of the self. Thereby is blessed me with a clear vision of the truth. Being endowed with the clear vision of the self is being endowed with the clear vision of the truth. There's no way of having the vision of the truth of the whole without having the clear vision of the self. In fact, having the clear vision of the truth implies having the clear vision of the self only. That clear vision of the self, the teaching has given me, no? Therefore, and that teaching has destroyed what now? Mahavyamoha. Mahavyamoha, samhari means destroyer. And Mahavyamoha samhari is the teacher. The one who destroys this delusion. Delusion born of ignorance caused by what now? Maya. By the influence of Maya, isn't it? There is ignorance, and ignorance born delusion has been destroyed, eliminated by, dispelled by teaching of the teacher. Therefore, he says that Samharine Guru Murtaye. These salutations, I offer my salutations unto the teacher who dispelled this delusion born of ignorance caused by Maya. And that Guru Murti, Nana Dakshina Murti, unto him my salutations. So he says, Maya Vilasa. Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita. Maya Shakti Vilasa Kalpita. See, Maya Shakti means what now? You know Maya Shakti. And you have, I don't want to explain what is Maya Shakti. Vikshepa Shakti, Avarna Shakti, Vikshepa Shakti, Pajakshti Jagate, Avarna Shakti, then only after when the Maya, Vikshepa Shakti finishes its job of creating, manifesting the Jagat, throwing up the Jagat, then alone Avarna Shakti comes and it's Avarna Shakti, his job of Avarna Shakti is covering. It covers internally, it also covers externally. It covers, what does it cover internally? Internally, it covers the difference between seer and the seen, the knower, the subject and the object. Internally, it covers the difference between subject and object. Externally, it covers the Brahma and Namarupa. Remember that verse? Avruno tyapara shakti. Remember that? Okay. that melody has to come, then you'll remember that. Avrunoti apara shakti. So avrunoti. Then what happened then? You do not see. You do not see the difference, isn't it? See, there's a maya, that's called maya vilasa. Maya shakti vilasa. Vilasa means play, sport of maya. That is the play of maya. Maya shakti vilasena kalpitam. It has been caused by, this delusion is born of ignorance, caused by the play of maya shakti. That is why they are all brantaha. I was also brantaha, but my branti has been removed. I am not a branta anymore like them. They are still brantaha. I am no more a brantaha. My brantihi has been what now? Completely destroyed. Samharine. Samhar. Samhritam. It has been totally removed, dispelled. So samharine, unto the one who is the remover of the delusion caused by ignorance, born of this maya, play of maya shakti, and he is my guru, unto my guru who is another Dakshinamurti, unto him I offer my prostrations. Okay, maya shakti vilasa kalpita maha vyamohaha. Tasya vyamohasya samhari is the guru. Maya shakti vilasa kalpita maha vyamohaha. And that vyamohasya samhari is guru. That guru is Dakshinamurtihi. Unto him my salutations. I offer my prostrations. Is it clear? Okay. Maya shakti. So now,
Maya shakti
vilasa kalpita
maha vyamoha
samharine. What is that?
What is
kalpita? Created. Caused. Kalpita literally means projected, but here it's caused. So maya shakti vilasa kalpita, by this, the play of maya shakti, sport of maya shakti, has been created, has been caused, what? Ignorance. Ignorance resulted in what? Vyamoha. See, ajnanam is not mentioned here. It implies. Okay, maya shakti vilasa itself implies what? Ignorance being created. Vyamoha samhari. Samharine is a dative case. Samharin. Samharati iti samhari. Samharati. No, samharaha. In Tamil people know shura samhara. Remember now, samhara means what now? Destruction. The word hridhatu with the different roots, with the different prefixes, gives different meanings. That is why ahara vihara praharavat, we say that, isn't it? Hridhatu, the prefix is changed. Harati. First, hri is the root. And harati is a verb. Harati. Say now? Harati. Harati means snatches, takes away. And Bhagavan is called Haraha. Lord Vishnu is called Harihi. Shiva is called Haraha. Ayappa is called Hari Haraha. Because it is why one who snatches away your papani, all your papa, one who takes away all your sins, all your dukkham, dukkha haraha, papa haraha, is Bhagavan. Why Bhagavan is called Harihi and Haraha? It has come from the root hr, harati. Papam harati iti harihi, dukkham harati iti haraha. Anyway, both mean the same. There is Ariyam Shivanam one. Understand now? Ariyam is man. And that means what? Those who know, do not know, they both are one and the same. There is a man, there is a soil in the mouth. That's what she says. They mean they don't think correctly. That's the meaning. So here harati. And at the same with the harati dhatu verb, if you add a, it becomes what now? Aharati means takes in. Harati snatches. Aharati takes in. Noun is what? Aharaha. Aharaha. Then praharaha, hitting, isn't it? பிரகரணம் பிரகாரகா விகாரகா விகரதி விகரதி ஹரிரிஹ விகரதி மீன்ஸ் வாட் நோ இஸ் பிளேயிங் பிளேஸ் என்ன பிளேயிங் விகரதி ஆஹார விகார பிரகார சம்ஹார உபாஹார உபாஹாரனா சிம்பிள் ஃபுட் உப ஆஹார நாட் அ பிக் ஃபுட் உபாஹாரனா டிஃபன் விஸ் உபாஹார டிஃபன் அப் அ பிக் மீல் வாட்ஸ் த ஃபுட் இன் ஃபேண்டர்சன் உபாஹார ஆஹார லைக் தட் யூ ஹேவ் டிஃபரெண்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ் லைக் திஸ் ஸோ ஹியர் இஸ் ஏ சம்ஹாரஹா சம்ஹரதி இஸ் த வேர்ப் சம்ஹாரஹா இஸ் த நவுன் சம்ஹாரின் இஸ் அன் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் நவ் சம்ஹாரின் நகாராந்தா புல்லிங்க சம்ஹாரின் சப்தா ஃபோர்த் இன் ஃபோர்த் கேஸ் டே டு கேஸ் சம்ஹாரினே யூ மே நாட் நீட் ஆல் திஸ் இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் பட் ஐம் சிம்பிளி சேயிங் ஃபார் சம் பீப்பிள் ஓகே சம்ஹாரினே டு த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் த டிஸ்ட்ராயர் ஹூ இஸ் த டிஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆஃப் வாட் மகாவியாமோக காஸ்ட் பை வாட் அஜானம் created by what maya shakti play of maya shakti and so unto that who is that one who destroys guruhu guru murti who is that guru murti dakshina murti so what because so idam namaha I offer my salutations is it clear now let us see this now so maya shakti say now
maya shakti
vilasa
vilasa
kalpita மகாவியாமோக சம்ஹாரிணே தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே சோ நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வென் யூ கம் ஐ ஹவ் டன் த வேர்ஸ் டுடே பட் ஐ ஹவ் நாட் எட் ஃபினிஷ்ட் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் திஸ் வேர்ஸ் சம்டைம்ஸ் I explain, then I go to the verse. Today I have done the verse, but I have yet to explain. What do you have to explain? Stri Bala Andha Jada, I said. Upamaha, these non-thinking people are inadequately thinking people who are deluded-minded people who are of different views of the self, thereby who are of the different views of the truth, you know, they are comparable to these people. Who are these people? Stri, Bala, Andha, Jada. So, Stri are included there, okay? General, don't take it seriously. Therefore, that means, what do the four people stand for what? What type of thinking? And who are all the people who are refuted here? Who is the one who thinks aham deha iti, aham prana iti, aham, isn't it? I didn't explain that today. The explanation I'll do next class because it needs a fantastic explanation. And then the next one also will be what now? Prathama malla nyayena katham, how he refutes the champion boxer. Isn't it? How he knocks him off. How does he become a champion? Shankara, how does Shankara become a champion himself? Isn't it? In establishing the Advaitic vision or in establishing the truth. Isn't it being Atma, Satchidatma? That we'll see next class. Is it clear now? Okay, we can read the verses because I really feel all these verses have to be thoroughly studied. And then I want every one of you to know each and every word of Dakshinamurti Stotram, the word meaning and the explanation, everything. Is it clear?
Another meaning of this Namaha is not mine when you offer something.
No. Actually, Namaha means salutation only, prostration only. Na idam mama. That is implied. When you offer my salutation means I bowed in front of the Lord, which means na in I myself yours. Where is mine? Na mama. Isn't it? Not this is we say that. Namaha salutation is enough here. Because we know the significance of bowing in front of the Bhagavan. Bowing itself implies what? Whenever you do pause in front of Bhagavan, that means what? This body, this mind, this pranas, these senses, Everything is you. Isn't it? That's why I told in the last class also, when I taught you last class, initially when the teacher teaches, starts unfolding Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. When you do have identity with the body, mind and complex, then the teacher will say, Tattvamasi, when he explains, he'll say, that truth, that Paramatma, the pure existence which obtains in this macrocosmic universe, the whole is what? No, universe is in fact the consciousness which obtains in you. Because you still have identity with the body, mind and complex. The same teacher, after when you have understood what you understood, you are able to objectify your body, mind and complex. Through Drik Trishaiveka Prakriya, you understand subject is different from the object of knowledge. You know the body is object of knowledge, mind is object of knowledge, sense organs are objects of knowledge. The subject of knowledge is what now? I, the self, am the conscious. I am, then I am the knower, the conscious. When you understand, then the teacher will shift his presentation. That Paramatma, the pure existence, which obtains in the macrocosm, the universe, is you, the consciousness. You won't say in you. Isn't it? Difference. What does it imply? Everything is the truth. Isn't it? It's a different way of presenting it. Anyway, so here we will see next class, because I need to do some urgent things. I'm sending you all home. Have a very, very happy holiday. Happy holiday for your bank holidays, okay? Enjoy your bank holidays. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.